Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today we are going to talk about the fact that we are always learning. Now, if you're like me, maybe you wish that wasn't true, at least in some respects. You know, you wish that you didn't make mistakes, you wish you always had the right answer, that you just knew, aha, this is what I'm supposed to do. But that's just not how it is. And that's not what Scripture tells us either. What we see from Scripture is that we are always learning. We're always growing. And so we aren't going to consistently have the right answer. We aren't going to consistently make the right decision. And that's okay. Our God works with us, and our God teaches us. And so we want to keep in mind that we are always learning, and that God knows that, and that we have to remember that. And so I just want to take our attention here to two brief stories that we probably heard before. The first one is in Mark chapter 7. In Mark chapter 7, the Lord Jesus is confronted by the Pharisees, and they talk to him about his disciples, wanting to know why his disciples are eating with unwashed hands. And so they come to the Lord Jesus and they ask, why are your disciples not walking according to the tradition of the elders? And the Lord turns that on them and says, well, why do you hold the commandments of men as doctrines? And so he continues to discuss this with them. And as he then finishes up what he's saying to the Pharisees, in Mark 7 and verse 14, the Lord begins to talk about what actually defiles someone. So notice what he says. This is Mark 7, verse 14. It says, and he called the people to him again and said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. When he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled? So the Lord Jesus explained that it's not what goes in, but it's what comes out. Now, Mark adds a comment here that I think is incredibly important. The Lord explains this to the disciples, explains that it's not the foods you eat that make you clean or unclean. And so Mark adds on to the end of this, in Mark 7, verse 19, it's the last little phrase here. Mark 7, verse 19, Mark says, thus he declared all foods clean. So the Lord Jesus has now explained to his disciples that everything is clean. You can eat all these foods because it's not significant whether or not this food is going to make you clean or unclean, because food can't make you clean or unclean. Now, with that in mind, I want us to consider what happens in Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 is now the story of Cornelius and Peter being called to preach to Cornelius. And so in that chapter, just before being called to preach to Cornelius, Peter is given a vision. Do you remember that? There's a vision of the sheet that's let down, and there's clean and unclean animals, and Peter is told, arise, kill and eat. And Peter responds in a fascinating way. Just listen to what he says. Acts 10, verse 14. Acts 10, verse 14 says, but Peter said, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Now think about this. This is Acts chapter 10. This is probably years after the Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven. And yet Peter still has never eaten anything unclean. And in fact, appears to, you know, it doesn't sound like he's saying just because I don't really want to, but it sounds like he's saying, no, Lord, I can't do that. I've never done that. And so he has this vision that explains to him, but you can. What God has cleansed, do not call common. And so what Peter's being shown here is that this aspect of the law the clean and unclean foods, taught a principle, but that the behavior there wasn't what was necessary. The principle was what was important. Now, this is fascinating, just to consider that here is Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, somebody who could get up, like he does in Acts chapter 2, and quote big chunks of scripture. You know, he quotes a whole bunch of verses from Joel 2 because of the Holy Spirit, right? He could do this. He had the Holy Spirit bringing all things to his remembrance that the Lord Jesus had said. I mean, that's what the Lord promised him in John 14, that all things would be brought to his remembrance. And yet here he is, years after Jesus' ascension to heaven, years after first being given the Spirit, and he says, no, I can't eat that. And yet the Lord Jesus had even taught him that all foods were clean. Now, I think that this is fascinating to see that this disciple, Peter, was still learning. And I mean, that's really what you can see when you just go through Scripture and you look at the story of the disciples. Constantly, they're saying, oh, well, we shouldn't do that. And the Lord Jesus says, well, actually, it's like this. You can. You should. Or you should think about it like this. And I mean, this is even the story in Acts, where you see the apostles still following the law, and then Gentile converts come in, and they're not sure, how is this supposed to apply to the Gentiles? And they're trying to figure it all out. Now, I think that this is huge for us, because if we can recognize that even the Holy Spirit-guided apostles were still learning, then I think we can recognize that we're still learning too. Now, you know who our greatest enemy often is in this? I think it's ourselves. Because we don't want to still be learning. We want to have all the answers. We don't want to say, oh, well, you know, I don't know. Let me think about that. And yet, when we recognize that we're still learning, I think we've taken a step towards true humility. We're recognizing that we can't possibly always make the right decision. We can't possibly always know all the answers. And when we acknowledge that, just think about how that changes the way we think about ourselves. Think about how much kinder we'll be to ourselves when we make mistakes. Well, we made a mistake, but it's okay because we're still learning. How much more willing will we be to admit that we've even made a mistake? We don't have to try and cover it up. We don't have to try and make up some crazy long answer because we don't actually know what the answer is to a question that somebody asked us. But instead, we can acknowledge, well, I'm still learning and I don't know yet. And not only will this change the way we see ourselves, but think about how it will change the way that you see other people if you recognize that not only are you still learning, but that they're still learning too. And so, oh, well, look, they did that. And that was kind of frustrating. Well, they're still learning. It's okay. This is a process. And if we believe that our God is working with us and working with our brothers and sisters, how could we not still be learning? So not only does this remind us to be kinder to ourselves, not only does it remind us to be kinder to our brothers and sisters, but I think it also reminds us that our God is real and present and active in the things that are happening in our lives. Because in these circumstances, He is teaching us. And through that, we're still learning. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.